League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Oasis, such an amazing band. Such a lot of silly fallings out between the brothers, which is very sad. Both Noel and Liam quit several times over silly things like leather jackets being nicked and hitting each other with cricket bats, kicking a German policeman and losing teeth. And then Liam locked Noel in a shed by nailing it shut. He pretended to set it on fire and he waved the hammer around through the window like a lunatic. Oh no, that wasn't Noel and Liam, that was Nathan Cassidy and his sister. Me at 6 years old. My sister being 8. I locked my sister in a shed and pretended to set fire to it and then waved the hammer through the window saying, I'm going to set fire to the ship shed. That was it, really. So quite a rudimentary setup, really, of setting fire to the shed. It wasn't in the let's pretend stakes. There was no lighting of matches, no gathering of kindling, no pouring of petrol. All things I'd do now. If I was pretending to set fire to a shed, I'm a trained actor and improviser, aren't I? Now, back then, there was just general bravado. With me and a friend, we were just laughing and saying, you're locked in the shed and now we're going to set fire to the shed. Today I'd make more effort, that's what I'm saying. I don't think you'd actually need kindling and petrol to set fire to a shed, would you? You just need, it's basically it's the perfect scenario for a fire, isn't it, a shed? It's wood, and inside there's like terps and human beings to keep the fire going. Perfect scenario for a fire. Anyway, this was like the culmination of 2 years or so of aggravating my sister as a kid, generally being a cunt. Other things weren't quite so bad. You know, there's the classic aggravation of copying everything the other person would say. It's fucking annoying. And then just like, I don't know, moving things of theirs about, tickling them. Just general, you know, the classics. The classic mental and physical torture that you do at that age. I think, so I was a cunt, but I'm not sure you can be a cunt, can you, at 7 years old? I think the legal age of being a cunt is 10, even though I'd say the majority of cunts I know are less than 10. Overprivileged. Overprivileged little cunts who know everything and already have more money than I'll ever have. Grumpy, snide little cunts. I hope your dad knocks you out of his will, you lazy, nepotism-reliant little cunt. Anyway, that's by the by. Whether I was a cunt or not, I was certainly doing what a lot of siblings do, like Noel and Liam, you know, fall out. Do these things to you. I mean, the tickling one is a funny thing, isn't it? It's, we've all been tickled, I assume. Why am I assuming that? Almost certainly not everyone has been tickled. I think Liam's been tickled, hasn't he? He's done some tickling, Lee. He's more playful. Noel, I'm not so sure. Maybe Liam tickled that German policeman before he kicked him. I don't know. Of course, there are some who claim, oh, I'm not ticklish. Bullshit, my friend. What, you're a fucking superhero, are you? What, your body doesn't have nerve endings? Of course you're ticklish. You just haven't been tickled properly. No, I'm not ticklish. Bullshit. What, have you had someone tickle you from all the angles in all the places? Yes, I'm not ticklish. What, feet, arms, under the arms, midriff? Yes, I'm not ticklish. Wanker. I don't believe you. I don't believe you. Yeah, I'm not ticklish. You're a fucking psychopath. Unless you're paralysed, you're ticklish. I'm not saying it's not easy to pretend you're not ticklish. It's a mindset, isn't it? You've got to be open-minded to receive a tickle. If you're dead inside or a psychopath, sure, we can all pretend we're not ticklish. We all are. And if you've never been tickled and felt tickled, well, I feel so sorry for you because your life is so obviously devoid of joy and love. I'm sorry. And I'm not saying it's fucking annoying. You know, tickling can be abusive, no doubt. My mom tickled me once and smashed my face into the bedside table. I had to be rushed to hospital with a smashed face and a bleeding eye. Try explaining that one to the authorities. Oh yeah, it was a tickling injury. Yeah. Yeah, sure thing, Ike Turner. Sure thing. And when I was tickling my sister, it was no doubt annoying, but again, it wasn't my fault because I was 7. Anything that you do at 7 is not your fault, even if it's pretending to set fire to the shed and waving a hammer around. It's not your fault, it's your parents' fault, or whoever brought you up. Yes, kids are cunts, but as much as you want to call them a cunt, particularly at their cunty birthday party, you can't, can you? You can't even tickle them anymore because it's now against the touching laws. And apparently when it gets to 10 times that you've tickled cunty kids and smashed their faces into furniture, it looks, and I quote here, suspicious, Nathan Cassidy. But anyway, yeah, there are some bad parents around, raising their kids as cunts and feeding them Lucozade and crisps straight off the tit. And my mum wasn't a bad parent, but she made the classic parent mistake that a lot of parents make, in that they love their kids too much. And so don't point out when they're being cunts. And sadly, if you do that, then copying becomes tickling, becomes locking in a shed, becomes pretending to set fire to that shed and waving a hammer around. And I wish I had set fire to that shed, in a way, because I wouldn't have been convicted because I was 7 and below legal cunt age. My mum would have learnt, though, once and for all, that you can love your kids too much. They're not universally brilliant, your children. Again, look at other people's kids. They're cunts, aren't they? Well, force yourself to put the feelings of love to one side for your own kids, and you'll see your own kids are cunts as well. So maybe Noel and Liam aren't to blame at all for their fallings out over the years. They had troubled childhoods, well documented. So I think, if in doubt, always blame the parents. You know, certainly don't blame the kids, particularly when hammers are involved. And I'll tell you why. Liam Gallagher wasn't interested in music as a kid. He was just interested in sport. And then apparently at 16, he got into a fight with a kid at another school, and the kid hit him with a hammer. And he suddenly got an interest for music. Now, to be clear, this is something I never did. I just locked my sister in a shed with a hammer and waved that hammer around. The hammer was nowhere near her. But Liam credits this moment with turning him into a musician. He said after that, after being hit with the hammer, music started to make sense. Now, all I'm saying is my sister did nothing as a kid. She did nothing creatively. I was the creative one. I was the little precocious, overloved little cunt in school plays. But after I threatened her with a hammer, she wrote stories, she wrote poetry, she wrote books, and now she's had several books published. Critical acclaim, she's brilliant. Now, I'm not taking credit for that, of course. But it would take a cunt not to give me credit. Because as I say, kids are cunts. My sister was one too. All kids are cunts. And it takes someone to point that out, either with words or with a cricket bat or with a hammer, to make them realise that life isn't easy. And they're not always going to get by living off daddy's money. Now, I'm not saying, and would never say, hit kids with a hammer. That would be a hard sell in a comedy podcast. But doesn't all the evidence here at least suggest that a little threat of violence isn't the worst thing in the world? All I'm saying is, when you look back at your childhood, the things that have shaped you, don't look back with anger at the perceived injustices and horrors, being hit, being locked in a shed, being threatened with a hammer. These could be the things that have made you. The things that you should look back in anger on are the cuddles from your parents, the love, the endless affection. Without good cause, because that was just setting you up for a fall. Because life ain't easy. All I'm saying is, if you're a great parent, showering your kids with love, what kind of person are you producing? And maybe think differently. And if you can't bring yourself to do anything bad to your kids, at least tickle them near a sharp bedside table. You never know. The next John Lennon could be one tickle smash away. Unless they're not ticklish, of course. And then don't worry, because they are definitely serial killers. Lots of love.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.